Storm Lake Radio at this time, a chance to talk Ridgeview Raptors wrestling with head coach Caleb Christensen. And Caleb, how do you feel overall about how things are going for the squad and the progress you're making? A pretty young team you feature.
Yeah, we have had a pretty young team this year. Four freshmen. We're only graduating one senior, well, two seniors with Evan Ells and Eric Major. So overall, it's been a pretty good season for us. Developing some of our younger guys and getting them into some varsity action this year, so that's been pretty nice.
Last Friday and Saturday, you were in Ida Grove at the Herb Ergens Invitational. Evan placed a third at 285 pounds. What else can you tell us about that?
It was a good day for us for some of our older guys. The younger guys got to see some good action, got to see a lot of ranked wrestlers. You know, Evan and Trent Miller had a really good day. Trent placed in seventh, and like you said, Evan making it into that consolation finals. He had a really nice day, getting some big wins, getting some good competition. He's looking to get 100 wins this season, so he had to have some big wins this weekend, and looking forward to getting some good competition coming up this next weekend as well.
We'll talk more about that shortly, but backtracking a bit further to the Western Valley Conference Tournament in Ottawa, pretty good day for you there. You had four place in the top four.
Yeah, we did. Evan, again, coming back up with a conference championship, repeating from last year. Trent Miller falling just a little bit short, getting second place to a kid from NBAO, but really wrestled pretty well on the day. And then Lance Else getting a good win in the semifinals against a kid he had lost to earlier this season from West Monona, and then had a tough match against Drew Anderson from Westwood. Then we had a couple others in the consolation finals with Dylan Wood and Andreas Carbajal, and they wrestled really well throughout the day. And it was a good day for us. It was a good day overall, you know, in our conference, and coming up with a champion at the end, that was kind of a cherry on top there for us.
Definitely. I don't want you to leave anybody out, but are there any other of the guys you want to make mention of?
Yeah, you know, our freshmen have really stepped up and kind of come a long way this season. You know, like I said, Dylan Wood doing a nice job for us at 132. Tate Phillips at 182 for us. Chance Hansen has been wrestling really well at 70 for us. And Connor Pickinkey has been working hard for us in the practice room. He's gotten a couple of varsity matches under his belt this year and done a nice job for us as well. You know, those guys have worked really hard and started to develop over the course of the season. We'll look forward to what they can do for us in the future.
What about you as a first-year head coach? What are you trying to implement into the program?
Oh, you know, it's been a lot of fun, really, with this group. You know, they come in every day. They work hard. They do what we ask them to do. You know, I'm trying to develop a fundamental mentality and make sure that they have good fundamentals and they're doing things right in the wrestling room so that they can transfer that over to the mat. You know, it's been a learning experience for me. This is my first head job, and, you know, it's been a lot of fun working with them throughout the year.
And next up, Saturday, you'll be at the Kingsley Pearson Invitational. What's going to be in store for you there and some of the competition?
Yeah, you know, the KP Invitational is always a good tournament right before sectionals for us. It's a great warm-up tournament. We have a lot of good competition. You know, KP always gets a lot of good teams in there. We got West Sioux is there, Hinton's there, a couple other good teams, you know, that we can see before the sectional tournament, kind of give us a warm-up going into that sectional so that, you know, we're loose and we're ready to go.
Well, keep up the hard work. Ridgeview Wrestling Coach Caleb Christensen, thanks a lot for your time and all the best moving along.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.